In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. Great to be with all of you. As we enter into the day of the Lord, Sunday. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So as always, we like to start off our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church. Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, we call out to Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's invite Mary to be with us as we start off our Perseverant Family Conversation together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now I'd like to invite to be with us our spiritual director. What a blessing it is to have as our spiritual director the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our Counselor, as well as our Consoler. Holy Spirit is also known as the sweet guest of our soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our interior master. Saint Paul and his letter to the Romans reminds us with these words. He says we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so we can say, Abba. Abba, which means Father. So I'd like to pray with you the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit to give us a lot of light in our intellect and the fire of divine love to burn within our hearts. As you pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the lay of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. True, my friends, a family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. After praying with you, I'll pray for all of you. And I'll place you on the altar and the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There's no greater prayer in the world than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is the prayer par excellence. And these will be my intentions. First, I'd like to pray that all of us would be open to the Holy Spirit, the gifts and the workings of the Holy Spirit. The gifts and the workings of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My second intention will be, I'd like to pray in a special way for all of our families. For the conversion, for the sanctification and the salvation of all of our family members. Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Finally, I'd like to pray for our beloved brothers and sisters that are dying today, that they would die in God's friendship. They would open themselves up to God's infinite mercy. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for ourselves, my friends. That we would have the grace to die in the peace of Christ. Amen. Very good, my friends. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. What a great grace it is to be with all of you. And it's true, Sunday is the kernel of the week, which we celebrate every Sunday, the resurrection of Christ. It's like a mini Easter. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Pray that all of you would experience a lot of peace and a lot of joy today. Pope John Paul II, of happy memory, in his document, Dies Domini, the Day of the Lord, which is a document basically written on the third commandment and the fourth, says that Sunday should be the Lord's Day. But he also said that Sunday should be the Lord's Day, and it's lived out by especially going to the holy sacrifice of the Mass and trying to live in a very full way the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Also, Sunday is called to be Family Day. So, Church Family Day and our own Family Day. So, I'd like to give you a brief overview of the readings for today and try to develop specifically one theme that jumped out at me. So we start off with the book of Sirach. Chapter 27, 4 to 7. They say the heart of the first reading is speech, speaking, the way we and others speak. And the essence of this could be summarized in these six words: praise no one, praise no one before he speaks. And I think what God is asking us to do as we draw close to the season of Lent, which starts this Wednesday with Ash Wednesday, stop and ask ourselves, how do we speak? What are the words that come out of our mouths? How do the words that come out of our mouths, how do they affect others? Do our words leave a positive effect or a negative effect on others? What ways are we really helping others by the way we speak? What are ways, perhaps, in which we can actually tear others down by our speech? This could be the litmus test. We're not sure whether or not our speech is positive or negative. We can do this. We might imagine that when we're speaking, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are present listening to our speech. That's the good litmus test. We're talking to someone. Is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? Are they happy with our speech? Our speech, our conversation, our words can do a lot of good, but also they can do a lot of evil. Our words can lift people up, but also our words can drag people down. We want our words to be elevating people, bringing them closer to the Lord. So our speech is a great gift that God has given to all of us. We can either abuse our speech or we can use it for the proper purpose. I like to offer to you a short definition. Short definition of speech. Of communication. And it is the purpose of speech, our words, is double. And that is to communicate, the truth with love. There we have it. Purpose of speech is to communicate always the truth, but with love. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Logos, the Word of God the Father. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I think we can apply what I'm going to say right now to proper words imbued with love. And that would be there is a time for everything underneath the sun. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to weep. There's a time to work. There's a time to rest. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. There's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. There's a time for everything underneath the sun. And I think we can apply that also to speech. There's a time to speak. There's a time to be silent. So the book of Sirach says, judge no one until he speaks. The responsorial psalm, it's a beautiful prayer. This beautiful prayer is, Lord, it is good, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. My friends, the word Eucharist means thanks. We should never allow a day to go by in which we don't thank God for something and thank another person for something. God loves a grateful heart. Remember one of the Psalms, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, who we mentioned very often, says that the essence of sin is ingratitude. The German Dominican mystic Meister Eckhart says that if the only prayer, that we ever said were a prayer of thanksgiving, that would be enough. So let us never be lacking in this attitude of gratitude, that we would always be thanking God. I say especially for his mother Mary, but also for the fact that we are Catholics and that we can participate fully, actively, and consciously in the holy sacrifice of the Mass every day. What a grace that is. And we should be eternally grateful for the fact that we're Catholics and we can go to Mass, participate, and receive the greatest gifts. The greatest gift of all is Christ himself present in the Holy Eucharist, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Second reading, my friends, is taken 1 Corinthians 15. What St. Paul is basically speaking, my friends, about the resurrection of the body and Easter. Which we celebrate as the culmination of the Lenten season, Holy Week, and the what's called the Easter Triduum. We're about to enter into the threshold of this very important season of Lent, which culminates in Holy Week, and of course the high point, the apex would be the Easter Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. So today we already have in St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 15, like a preview of what we're going to be entering into this very Wednesday, which is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. My friends, it's really the cornerstone of our Catholic faith is the resurrection. The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That he truly rose from the dead. St. Paul will go on to say that if Christ is not risen from the dead, let's eat, drink, and be merry. Let's live it up. Our life really has no meaning if Christ is simply a man dead and buried. We believe the cornerstone of our Catholic faith that Christ died. He rose from the dead. He opened up the gates of heaven to all of us. After having obeyed his commandments, loved him, and lived good lives, pleasing to God, we can have access to heaven, to be with our Lord for all eternity. So you might peruse and meditate upon Sirach, but also 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 to 58. So we're in year C in the liturgical cycle. Which we're meditating upon. The Gospel of St. Luke. I'd pull out three ideas for your meditation. So actually Luke chapter 6, verse 39 to 42. These four verses. And the first is Jesus gives us the parable of a blind person. The blind person. The blind person is guiding another blind person. Both of them will fall into the pit. How much spiritual blindness is out there today? Never have we lived in a world with so much information. But at the same time, never have we lived in a world with so much confusion. So never have we lived in a world with so much information highway through the internet. But never have we lived in a world with so much confusion at the same time. So we'll ask the Lord to take away our own blindness. We all have blind spots in our lives. We all have blind spots in our lives. And also, one of the reasons why we come together in our perseverance family is to keep growing in the knowledge of our faith, and we're trying to give you more and more light. Christ, of course, is the light of the world. And we who receive light were called to give light to others. Then Jesus speaks about the danger of us looking and condemning others, where we have a splinter in our own eye. He says, first take the log, the beam, out of your own eye so you can see. St. Augustine says, it's interesting, the more we point our fingers and condemn others, the less we examine our own lives. So it might be a good idea to step back as we draw closer to Lent and ask ourselves, what are things that we have to change in our own lives? There are certain things in our own lives that have to be changed. Working at our own conversion of life. And then Jesus gives us another parable, which all of us can understand. And it's the parable of the tree. Good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. Then Jesus ends today in the Gospel, going back to the topic of the first reading that we talked about, taken from Sirach. Sirach that points out that we shouldn't really judge a person until we have listened to his speech. And what did Jesus say? Jesus says, for from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. From the fullness of the mouth, the heart speaks. So if we're speaking in such a way that we're edifying others, and that's an indication that we have a good heart. This is somewhat scary what I'm going to tell you, but I have to tell you. And you heard this before. But Jesus said this with great clarity. That every word that we say in our lives will be subject to judgment. That's right. Every word that we say, our Lord will judge. All the words. So this could be a Lenten proposal. To beg Mary, to beg the Holy Spirit, to beg our guardian angels, that we would be given the gift to communicate properly. Keenly aware of the fact that the purpose of speech and communication is purpose of speech is to communicate the truth, but to communicate it with love. Out of the abundance, of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, my friends, we get ready for Lent. I pray and hope that this Lent will be a very fruitful one for you and for your loved ones. Trying to live out this Lent fully and totally and with great generosity. Live out this Lent as if it were your last Lent. We really don't know when God is going to call us. Invite you also to pray once again for our spiritual exercises program. We have four different courses. Today we enter into the third week of our 10-week spiritual exercises course. It's going well, but I ask you to pray that the people would have the gift of perseverance. Persevere till the end. There are many graces in store for these people, but the devil, who never goes on vacation, will try to rattle their cages. So I invite you to pray for these people who are doing these spiritual exercises. Pray for me too. Thank you. So my friends, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia. So right now, my friends, as is always the case in these catechetical I'll be going to be with the parents of the confirmation students, and I'll be giving them their class on formation. Then 11:30, another one, and then at 1:30, I actually have my spiritual exercises class. May God bless all of you. And I would like to give you my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, may God bless you and your loved ones. In a very special way, on this day, which we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia. Alleluia.